Local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for joining the show today. And we've got some interesting emails floating in. Again, I love my listeners. I love you, but I have no control over what people put in their commercials. Okay. This show is my opinion. When I'm speaking, it's my opinion. That's why it's called the Monica Jay Show. We have the talk and text lines, 884-9910. That's the opportunity for you to speak up. So just got this from Mr. G. I'm listening to you about talking about opening and getting out. Perhaps someone would consider modifying the KKFT commercial with the man who says, "I wish people would hunker down and quit being reckless." Seems a bit counterproductive. I know. But everybody has their own opinion. I got another one on top of that. I got a text. Businesses should open, but people should still wear their masks. No. Again, my opinion. But when you look at a study from the CDC, okay, the CDC, they have done the numbers. 86% of those wearing a mask have caught the virus. Why? Because you're constantly touching your face. Constantly. Guess what? Herd immunity is a good thing. So you get the flu for a couple of days. It's already been well proven, including by our president, that there is a cure out there for it. I wish I could open more people's eyes to the bigger picture. We have to stop thinking about our own little bubble, about ourselves. We are selfish. We have to look at the big picture for here for Nevada. Because people continue to wear masks, it's just making it more dangerous in the long run. But beside all that, let's get to the show. 991fmtalk.com. You can see about purchasing one of those cool Trump t-shirts there, but you can also answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you believe the Obama administration had 30 American soldiers, including 17 Navy SEALs, killed to cover up arms transfers in Syria? What do you think? So far, an overwhelming response is yes. And that's pretty sad. All of this is connected. Everything that we are going through right now is all connected. You just have to follow the trail. And the trail, unfortunately, always, always seems to pertain to money. Yesterday's poll question, do you trust AG Bill Barr to deliver justice for the American people? Or is he deep state? 69% of those participating said, no, I don't trust anyone in the government. 31% said yes. They're still hanging on. So thank you for participating. We appreciate it. And again, 991fmtalk.com. Answer the poll question, buy a t-shirt, and then head on over to my webpage. Because if you have been following me with the Benghazi and Syria whistleblowers, the CIA whistleblower, there's sound on there now with Joe Biden's lawyer about all of this stuff going on. So I try to upload it as quickly as I can, but it is there now. 991fmtalk.com. Go to my page. We are in one hell of an election right now, and we have to make sure that candidates are elected to all of the offices, more so than just president. We have to make sure that our school board members are on the up and up for the traditions, for the morals, for the, well, the America that we want. Everybody, down ballot, just as important as that first question for president. And I have gotten to know this gentleman, and I am so glad that I have, because he is just, he's a treasure to our judicial system. Even though last time I saw him, I almost knocked him into a pool, but you know what? That's just, that was a personal thing. Joining us right now is Judge Elliot Sattler. Judge Sattler, thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me, Monica. It's great to talk to you again and to talk to your listeners. And I appreciate the fact that you didn't knock me into the pool, though I know you thought about it. So thank you for doing that and getting me all wet.
You looked so nice. You just, the suit and everything, it looked too nice to knock you in. But have you been watching the Supreme Court confirmation hearings?
I have not. That might surprise a lot of people, but I haven't had the opportunity to watch it because I've been working.
Imagine that.
I've got my job. Yeah, and so I've been continuing to do my job that I've been honored to do for almost 8 years now. And so I'm working when those things are going on, not watching the television.
You know, in some of the talks that I've heard you give to the community, there's a big difference when you're running for different judge seats, you might say, in the district. Would you explain to people how the Washoe County system works? Because people ask, well, are you in my district? Are you? Because they see that District A and District, and that's not how that works with the court system. If you live in Washoe County, you would be voting for you.
That's exactly right, Monica. I know you've seen me once or twice when I address people and talk to them. Now that we've got the opportunity, thank goodness, to go out and meet and mingle with the public again, the first thing I always ask everyone is, I ask them to raise their hand if they think they're in Department 10. I'm the presiding judge in Department 10 in the 2nd Judicial District. I say, raise your hand if you think you're in Department 10. And as you've seen in the past, there's normally a smattering of people because they're just not sure. And then I ask, well, how many people here live in Washoe County and are registered voters? And then, of course, everybody raises their hand, and I say, you are all in Department 10. The district court, we're the 2nd Judicial District. Washoe County is the 2nd Judicial District, and it encompasses literally the entire county, up to the Oregon border, all the way down almost to Carson City, Wadsworth, Gerlach, Reno Sparks, Incline Village, Crystal Bay, Verdi, you name it. I am your judge. I have been elected to serve you. Departments in the district are established by the legislature, and they're usually established based on two things, population and caseload. And so as a county gets larger and they need more judges, then the legislature is asked and they approve new judges. We actually got a new judge in the last legislative cycle. She's going to be coming on as a family court judge in Department 16. Right now, we have 15 departments. I'm in Department 10, but we are elected by the entire county. So there's no geographical limitation like you might have with your city council person or your county commissioner or maybe your assembly person or your senator. We represent and work for the entire county. My colleagues and I do. The 15 of us work for you.
So your department is more of the cases you hear, and you happen to hear criminal cases.
Yeah, we are broken down in Washoe County. We have, as some people may know, both general jurisdiction judges and family court judges. Right now, there are 9 general jurisdiction judges, and I'm one of them. And there are 6 family court judges. The family court judges hear exactly what their name describes, all of the family court issues that happen in Washoe County. The general jurisdiction judges, the 9 of us, hear all of the other serious criminal cases, that's felonies and gross misdemeanors all the way up to death penalty cases, as well as all of the civil cases that happen where the value is over $15,000. And we are also the Court of Appeals, the first Court of Appeals, for everything that happens at the lower jurisdiction. So in municipal court or justice court, if there's something that happens there and somebody wants to appeal, that appeal gets filed in the district court. And so I sit sometimes as an appellate judge over those things. And then the rest of the time I'm doing really almost a 50-50 split of civil and criminal cases. We in the district court are the top trial court in the state. So if you've got a district court judge you're talking to, we're the top trial judges in the state.
So Judge Sattler, boil it down. Why should people vote for you? What's the difference between you and your opponent?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that, Monica, because so often people just don't know how to vote for a judge.
That's because we don't want to be in front of you.
Yeah, really. But if you've got a civil case, you want a qualified judge who's done a lot of trial work and is familiar with the law. If you've got a criminal case where maybe you're the victim, you want a judge who's experienced in the criminal law and knows the system and knows how to fairly evaluate a criminal case and decide what the correct sentence or punishment is. People think all the time, well, I don't want to be in front of you because you assume you're going to be a defendant. Well, what would happen if you were a victim of a crime or a family member was a victim of a crime or a loved one? So it's not just if you're a defendant, you're standing in front of me. I hear from victims on a regular basis. So that's why I remember talking to a colleague of mine at one point, a friend who's a judge, and he told me, you know, Elliot, the two most important races that affect people's lives really on a daily basis in the county, in his opinion, were district court judges and the school board. And mm-hmm. invariably, Monica, when you talk to your constituents or your listeners, they'll tell you those are the two races that nobody has any idea on how to evaluate who the people are, how to evaluate the people on their ballot. I would suggest that in my race, I'm the most experienced, the most trusted, the most qualified person in my race, and therefore I'm the right judge for Washoe County. And I'd be honored to have the support of your listeners. Just so you kind of get an idea about my experience, before I was a district court judge, I was a prosecutor in the Washoe County District Attorney's Office, serving the people of Washoe County for 20 years. Almost my entire career was spent as a prosecutor representing your listeners in significant criminal actions in Washoe County. I handled death penalty cases, sexual assaults, robberies, burglaries, high-level drug trafficking, million or multi-million dollar white-collar crimes. I was a senior trial deputy handling all of those cases. I actually handled some of the biggest cases in Washoe County's history. I was the lead prosecutor on the state of Nevada versus James Bela, which was the Breonna Dennison murder trial. Yeah. Mr. Bela was sentenced to death and is on death row in Ely. I was also the co-lead prosecutor in a case that a lot of people, if you've been around a little while, know about. That was the state of Nevada versus Valerie Moore. Valerie Moore, on October 31st of 2006, if memory serves me correctly, lit the Mizpah Hotel on fire and killed 12 people. She eventually pled guilty to 12 counts of murder and received 12 consecutive life without the possibility of parole sentences. I did that case with a good friend of mine who's now a justice of the peace, Dave Clifton. So before getting on the bench, that was kind of the experience. That's what I was doing, was working in the courtroom on a daily basis. As a lawyer or a judge, I have participated in well over 100 jury trials, probably at least 500 bench trials, and thousands of evidentiary hearings in criminal and civil cases. In 2013, the judge that was in my seat before me decided to retire during his term, and so I was appointed by Governor Sandoval in 2013 to fill out the rest of that term, but then I stood for election in 2014 and ran unopposed, and I've been in my seat since really the beginning of 2013, so I've been here for almost 8 years now serving the people of Washoe County. As far as the trusted and the qualified part, I would simply tell people who are wondering how to vote for me, how to choose me, where do I stand among my peers. I am and have been honored to be the highest rated judge in the district in the last two surveys that are done by the Washoe County Bar Association. I was at an event yesterday and people kind of snickered and said, oh, that's just the lawyers trying to kiss up. I got to emphasize, this isn't an anonymous survey. So the lawyers get to basically take a free shot at you if they want to. And they evaluate us completely anonymously on a broad broad cross-section of different qualities. Our temperament, the strength of our written work, our knowledge of the rules of law, whether or not we're fair to everybody, any issues of bias are addressed, and then how we manage our caseloads. And as I said, I'm honored to say that in that survey done completely anonymously in both 2018 and 2020, I was the highest rated judge in the district. And I was just going to say 97% of the people surveyed in 2020 anonymously, again, I'll emphasize, said I should keep my job. So, you know, if you're wondering, experience, qualifications, trust, you know, I think that those are the kind of things that you should look at. And I believe I'm the most qualified person for my job.
Well, I have no doubt in my mind whatsoever, and my husband's mind, because I fill out his ballot, too. When we early vote on Saturday, those check marks will be going for you. So, Judge Sattler, thank you so much for all you do for the community to make sure that the criminals are prosecuted properly and put away so we can keep our community safe. So how can people find out more about you? Do you have a website?
I sure do, and I really appreciate that. As far as the endorsements and those types of things, I do want everyone to know that I've been endorsed by every law enforcement agency in the state of Nevada, not just in Washoe County, but I received an endorsement from the entity that oversees all of the law enforcement agencies, and so I'm honored to have that. I've got Chris Hicks, the district attorney, is endorsing me. Darren Balin, the sheriff. Carl Hall, the city attorney. Dick Gamick, the former district attorney.
Okay, Daly, throw your website sheriff. Out there because I got to let you go.
www.judgesattler.com. Judgesattler.com.
Judge Sattler, you're awesome. Thank you so much for joining me today, and you have a great day. And get back to work. We're paying you. Come on.
Hey, I'm taking this out of my lunch hour, so I'll get back to work.
Okay. Thank you so much, Judge Sattler. All right, we'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Ah, little Toby Keith. Can't wait to see him when he comes in July. Supposed to see him this last July, but that got moved out a year, so I still have my tickets. Still hoping that's going to be there. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's head on over to those talk and text lines at 884-9910. Check in with Fran this morning. Hi, Fran. Thanks for calling the show.
Good morning. I wonder if you have a resource where a person could get tested for antibodies for the thrice-damned China virus.
Tested for the antibodies. You know, that is hard, Fran. I don't have any place that I would go because I don't want to be tested. I don't even care. So I haven't been paying attention to that, but I will look into it because I think tests fuel their fire, that they use that against that, you know, more positive cases are coming out. And they're not positive cases, they're positive tests. So I would say just either your doctor, if you have one already on standby, or depending on what county you live in, I would just say the health department.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will check my husband has a compromised immune system and he won't go out any place because he doesn't want to get exposed.
And but that's good for him.
Had really bad colds in February. So I'm wondering, you know, if that might reassure him if we've already had it, you know.
See, and Fran,
okay,
so
well,
did I. Yeah, so did I. And I think that's kind of one reason that I feel like I've already been through it. But I don't care about the antibodies. I was sick. I got better, just like any other virus we have. But since he does have a compromised immune system, you take care of him and make sure that he gets lots of vitamin C, lots of vitamin D, and always check with your doctor.
Absolutely. Thank you kindly.
Thank you, Fran. I'm going to. I feel like that's the way that it started, and that's the way I'm going to finish it up. Fran, you have a great day, and much love and blessings to you and your husband. So this is the problem, okay? The media has played into this because, remember, they are bought and paid for. Why do you think you're not hearing stories on mainstream media about all of this coming about with Hunter Biden, about all of this coming about with the CIA whistleblower for Benghazi? Because they are told not to cover these. And you think, oh, well, how can they do that? How could the ABC reporter have all of that information on Epstein? And she was told to drop it. She was told to bury it. It's because you only get the information they want you to have. You have to be your own investigator, and you have to search the YouTubes. You have to search the social media. You have to search trusted websites. Because the real news reporters like Laura Logan and those, they've gone on to their own websites to get the information out, because you can't trust the mainstream media. Like I said, they're bought and paid for. We'll be back after this with more, including Tim Murtaugh, the director of communications for the Trump campaign, to bring you that information that's being hidden and taken off of Facebook about Hunter Biden. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. I greatly appreciate your time. Make sure you head on over to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you believe the Obama administration had 30 American soldiers, including 17 Navy SEALs, killed to cover up arms transfers to Syria? Yesterday's poll question, do you trust AG Bill Barr to deliver justice for the American people, or is he deep state? Well, we'll keep the lines open at 991fmtalk.com. You can also check out my webpage there and get your Trump t-shirt. Yes, just $20. But you know what? Jerry's given me permission to also give those t-shirts away all week long. So we have to make sure that the man in the big house gets back to the big house, all with your help, which I think we are going to turn Nevada red. And I believe that California is actually waking up enough that California is going to be really close. That's how upset people are with the information that they've received and the information that they're not receiving. And that's why President Trump is working so hard to get the information out, to get the truth out about how, well, we've handled elections in the past. Money has influenced the elections. Lies have influenced the elections. How embarrassed are we that Harry Reid lied about Mitt Romney, and he admitted he lied, and he said it worked, didn't it? Just received a text here. Monica, I agree, but how do you know who to believe? They all claim to be real. And when it comes to the internet, it's hard to know who to trust. That's why you have to work at it. You don't just trust one person. You crisscross the information. You see if it's coming out the same. You have to do your own research, because the mainstream media and even social media now is censoring everything. They only let you see what they want you to know. That's why we have Tim Murtaugh, who is the director of communications for the Trump campaign, joining us right now to talk about a story that is being highly censored, especially by Facebook and social media. And that is about Hunter Biden and, well, Joe Biden lying about previous contacts. Tim, thank you so much for joining us today on the show. And what is your take on this story being censored so highly when it came out from the New York Post?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, Monica, and thank you very much for having me on. The New York Post is one of the oldest and most venerable and actually one of the most widely circulated newspapers in this country. They ran a story a couple days ago that proved that Joe Biden has been lying when he says that he's never talked with Hunter Biden about the lucrative foreign business deals that Hunter does all around the world, trading in on his father's famous name and power, and also selling access to his father. We know through those emails now that Hunter Biden set up a meeting with one of his Ukrainian business partners to meet with Joe Biden when they were in Washington, D.C. in 2015. All the while, Joe Biden has been lying to America, saying, I don't know anything about these business deals. I've never talked with Hunter about it. That's a bald-faced lie, and we now know it. So, of course, we at the Trump campaign saw that story and wanted to make sure that other people saw it, too. And we started sharing it on Twitter and Facebook. And first thing you know, first Facebook and then Twitter clamped down on it and blocked everyone's, not just ours, but everyone's ability to share those stories with everyone else. And they've been locking people's accounts. Our official Trump campaign Twitter account, at Team Trump, got locked overnight. They have been pulling videos down, and they even locked the personal account of Kayleigh McEnany, the White House press secretary, because she dared mention it. It really is an incredible thing. But I will tell you what, I don't think it's going to work out too well for Facebook and Twitter. I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to protect their favored candidate, Joe Biden, and prevent most Americans from being able to hear this story. But I think it backfired on them because the fact that they blocked everybody from doing it made it a much bigger story than it otherwise would have. And then people have to explain what they were blocking and why they were blocking it. So the facts of the story, I think, got out to more Americans than if they had not done that.
And if you haven't seen it, it is from Vidman Pozarsky, and it says, Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. It's really an honor and pleasure, as we spoke yesterday evening. Would be great to meet you today for a quick coffee. And then it goes on in just the meeting time there. So Joe Biden has lied about this.
Yeah, he absolutely has lied, and he's lied repeatedly over the course of years, has told the media and then therefore the American people that he had never had a conversation with Hunter about his foreign business dealings, which was always very difficult to believe because we know that Hunter went over to Beijing, China with his father, who was then the vice president of the United States, and 10 days later when he returned had brought with him a $1.5 billion investment in his firm from the Communist Chinese Bank. We also know that Hunter arranged in the lobby of a hotel for his dad, the vice president at the time, to meet one of his Chinese business partners. So it is absolutely incredible that Joe Biden would expect anyone to believe that he flew all the way to China with his son and never once discussed the fact that Hunter was going to be striking business deals with communist Chinese bankers while he was over there, and even met one of them in the lobby of the hotel. And now we know that Hunter arranged a meeting with a Ukrainian natural gas company executive, and still Biden claims that, oh, I never discussed it with anybody or Hunter or anything else. So the Biden campaign issued a statement yesterday attacking Rudy Giuliani, attacking Senate Republicans, and saying that no such meeting as described ever appeared on the vice president's schedule. Well, no kidding. I don't think on the official schedule of the vice president there would be an entry that says meeting with Ukrainian businessman buying access to vice president. I don't think that would be entered in, you know. They wouldn't put that on the official schedule. Of course not. That's not an
exactly.
They don't deny the authenticity of the emails. They don't deny that they're real. They don't deny that he lied. All they do is attack Rudy Giuliani and Senate Republicans for some reason. So
well,
he's in a bit of a mess, and he knows it.
They turn it. Tim, people know that I am a staunch conservative, anybody that listens to my show, but I'm confused on how we can bring information like this to the public. And I still see so many Biden-Harris signs in my community. How is the support still there for this man?
You know, I don't know, and there's not much enthusiasm, to tell you the truth. We travel across the country, and the president is now back on the campaign trail, and the enthusiasm behind the president's campaign and his reelection is really unprecedented. He's feeling great. He's doing fantastic. There's a giant crowd. He's in North Carolina at a rally right at this very moment.
I just got this. President Donald Trump to visit Carson City on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was going to actually go out while we were talking on the air or not. We don't talk about them until we formally announce them. But yep, there you go. So this Sunday in Carson City, it's going to be at 4:00 p.m. local time in Carson City. President Trump will have a rally out at the airport in Carson City. It's going to be fantastic, and I suggest everybody go to DonaldJTrump.com and register and make your way to that rally. It's going to be fantastic. Nevada is absolutely in play. Remember, Hillary Clinton won it in 2016. President Trump is neck and neck. It is neck and neck in Nevada. And on some days we're ahead, and some days it's tied. But we feel really, really good about Nevada. Come on out to the rally on Sunday at 4:00 and have a great time.
Well, with what we're saying with all of the fraud before and in the past, I honestly believe that Trump did not lose Nevada in the last election. So, Tim Murtaugh, Director of Communications, thank you so much for joining us and bringing us the stories that mainstream media and social media won't bring to us.
Great. Thank you very much, Monica. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. There you have it. Sunday. Here comes POTUS. Get on and get signed up to be there. Well, we're going to have to take a quick break here soon because I'm going to have to go sign up for my tickets. Remember, Saturday, the 17th, early voting starts. If you haven't signed up to be a poll watcher, we still need poll watchers. We have numerous locations where people are going to have the ability to vote in, you know, all of the libraries are being utilized. Other locations are being utilized for early voting, including the Reno Sparks Convention Center. We need poll watchers to make sure that nothing hinky is going on, that you don't see the same people coming in. Because there are people out there who are willing to take money, take promises, be told you won't be caught. And so they have the cojones to vote multiple times. They use different names. Until we get voter ID, it's just going to keep happening. That's why you have to step forward. Please contact the GOP office here in Nevada. Contact Washoe County. Say, you know what? I've got a few hours on a few nights. It's really easy to do. You just sit and watch. You don't engage. You take notes. And you call the officials so they can come and do something. Can't you do that just for a few hours to make sure that we have a legitimate, accurate vote? Please contact the Washoe County GOP or the Trump campaign headquarters. I just picked up my credentials last night, have my schedule. I'm doing it for 4 days in the next 2 weeks. But all over Northern Nevada, we need them, especially out in the Sparks area. So please do your part. We'll be back with more here on the Monica Jay Show as I go get my tickets for the Trump visit on Sunday. You heard it right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better, FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're here with me today. And there's a lot of news going around right now. And you ask yourself, who can you trust? I always wondered why people that I just adored in the media, who were in local, good, prominent positions, you'd think that they were at their height of their career and they just got out. They just decided to do something else. And now it is becoming clear to me, as I've talked to a few of these people, it's because they were being silenced. And I don't know if they signed something, but they don't go and they don't talk about it afterwards. They just want to get away from it. And that's not right. Because the news is supposed to be there, non-biased, for you, to bring you information. And it's not. Stories are buried. National stories are buried, but guess what? Local stories are buried as well. The local scandals that we don't know about because so-and-so knows who's it's and, you know, they're saying, no, don't run the story. You're not going to get future interviews. You're not going to get advertising dollars. Or it's somebody's friend. No, I don't play that game. If you're a friend and you're doing something bad, guess what? I guess we're not going to be friends anymore. Which I have lost a number of them doing this show. And I'm okay with that. But you do have to know who to trust. Don't trust me. Trust yourself. Go and find these things that I find for you. I put them on my webpage. Go to 991fmtalk.com. That is our website. Click on the Monica J page. You go up into the schedule. You pull the schedule down. You see my face there. You click on me. Everything that I have found about SEAL Team 6, everything that I have found about the scam of COVID, stories from the CDC, the WHO, all these people that our elected representatives trusted to shut this economy, to shut this state down, saying that shutdowns are detrimental, they should not happen. And that 86% of people wearing masks have come down with COVID. So it really shows you how the mask is just mind control. Because you can also look at the CDC numbers and see that the people dying from COVID are less than 10,000. Every death, if they tested positive for COVID, is listed as a COVID death. And that's not right. We have fewer deaths from the flu in all years past. That's because they've been listed as COVID. So go on to my page. You can believe it or not. But I will continue to search everything I can. Because it's not just me. It's Mon and it's Vance and it's, you know, Ryan, and the list goes on and on of the people that helped me research all of this. I hope you join me tomorrow because we're going to have another busy day starting at 10:10. We've got interviews right down the line with some pretty fabulous people. Matthew Montanese, who is running for school board. We've got Yolanda Knack, who's running for the Incline GID. We've got Sheriff Kenny Furlong joining us. And we've got a very special author who's really special to me because he wrote the book, Scam, Socialism, Communism, and Marxism, How It's Taking Over This Country. And why I like that book so much is because I did the audiobook, which is available on Audible. But we're going to talk about that book because it's already been banned. Yeah, imagine that. Trying to bring forth the truth just about communism and socialism and Marxism to the people of today, how it started, how it's thriving right now, especially in the college generation and going into K-12. It's already been banned. It's all that banned stuff that you want to take a look at. All of those false stories that Facebook keeps knocking out and putting tags over because they don't want you to know. You have a great day. I love you, and I will always work to bring you the best information I can. I make mistakes too, but not usually. You have a great day. 991fmtalk.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.